I'm doing great. Having a good day here in Alabama. I have had a great tour of a farm not far from Tuskegee's campus run by Mr. Al Hooks and his son Demetrius. And also have spent some time on campus with students and faculty at Tuskegee University. And we've been talking about agriculture and particularly sustainable vegetable production systems. And it has been a really instructive day for me.
Good deal. Yeah, let's start kind of at the beginning. Let's start at that farm. Tell us a little bit about what you saw, and I'm sure some of that was conservation efforts, and tell us a little bit about that and what other farmers need to know.
Well, I had the opportunity to visit this morning with Mr. Al Hooks and his son Demetrius, who's been running a vegetable production operation for the last 3 years with multiple crops, including kale and okra, tomatoes, and even some strawberries, potatoes, a wide variety of vegetable crops. And they have been selling them directly in farmers markets, as well as to restaurants, and recently to Walmart. So it's a great example of how a small farmer can get a high-value crop and get some of a greater return to his own operation through direct sales.
And obviously, when you think of Alabama, vegetable crops aren't always exactly what you think of, usually more the cotton and peanuts, but a great crop, a great opportunity. But in order to grow this successfully and sustainably, I'm sure that many conservation efforts have to go hand in hand with that.
Well, you're absolutely right. It takes a lot of know-how to run this kind of operation, and there are a variety of experts that can be brought in to provide technical assistance. From Extension, operated out of the land-grant universities, including Tuskegee University, the National Resources Conservation Service, and the Farm Service Agency. And what we're at USDA trying to do is to bring these various programmatic and expertise opportunities together and more easily accessible to farmers.
And speaking of Tuskegee, that was your next stop. Like you said, you spoke to many people there. What was the discussions there?
Well, they were of two kinds. We looked at some of the goat production research that is being performed by graduate students and faculty at Tuskegee. Goats are, and goat meat is increasingly popular here in the U.S., so an understanding of the parasitic diseases, which is what we were looking at, is really important in how to combat those. So they're doing some real cutting-edge research in trying to use new approaches to beating down parasitic diseases of goats. There's some real groundbreaking work being done by faculty and students here at Tuskegee. And then I had an opportunity to do a roundtable discussion with some undergraduate students, as well as graduate students. And that was more of a Q&A, give and take. They were asking a lot of questions about some of the things that are on their minds, like genetically engineered foods and what's the position of the department, as well as how can we provide farmers with easier access to programs. So we went over a broad range of questions that the students had.
I know a lot of your conversation, I know you spoke with Dr. Puckett and had some interaction at the Carver Integrative Sustainability Center. Tell us a little bit about the NRCS discussions and the conservation discussions that went on.
Well, we did a stop at the site of the to-be-built Carver Sustainability Center and Service Center. We talked about the vision for how NRCS and other USDA agencies can be located there along with faculty from Tuskegee University. And the vision is to spark some creative thinking about the development of long-term sustainable agricultural systems for this part of Alabama. And we think that that Carver Center is going to be a way to spark that innovation.
Don't want to keep you too long, but let's just kind of wrap up with what were your goals coming into this and were they achieved?
Well, my goals when I visit land-grant universities are, first of all, to get an understanding of how the research and the educational curriculum development that we're supporting are being implemented. And I certainly saw that in the stops that we did to look at the research that's ongoing. And a second goal that I have is to talk with students about considering a career in the agricultural sciences. There are lots of good job opportunities, and it's also a really meaningful career. And the group of students that I met with today are all actually pursuing careers and degrees in the agricultural sciences. So it was an easy audience to talk to today. They're more concerned with career trajectories and how do I get that first job, those kinds of questions. But this was a group of students who didn't need to be convinced that there's a really good career awaiting you in the agricultural area.
Good to know. Good to know that those are out there. Well, Undersecretary, what am I not asking that the producers there in Alabama need to know?
Well, I think you've really touched on the main points. We are, as you know, facing some financial belt tightening. We're looking at USDA to make as many administrative savings as we can so that we can continue to put the program dollars to work for our farmers and for their communities. So among the innovations in administrative services that we're doing is trying to centralize as many things like hiring and the way that we manage our computer systems and the way that we do contracts and grants. And the service center, the Carver Center that we were talking about, is going to be a way that's going to help us to do that. So we're looking in these financial times when Congress is tightening everybody's belt to continue to make those administrative improvements and continue to put as much as we possibly can into the programs to support American agriculture.